We're going to the table of the Lord this morning. Years and years ago, Dr. Scott said his intention for teaching on the communion table was to bring it into the home again where it first began. No need of ceremony, no need of priest, no need of some official reciting words, but a simple act of faith. Paul, the apostle, teaches in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians about this table of the Lord, about this table of grace. And it being a great truth of God, has had the enemies of God, the traditions of men, distort it to where it becomes of no effect. We would present it to you in the light in which it was given. We teach at this table to help to bring understanding and by it discernment. Now, let's pick it up in the 25th verse of 1 Corinthians 11. It says, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Testament. One party contract. One person sets all the rules. It's not bilateral. It's unilateral, testament. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. The words of Jesus, the object, subject of this communion table. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show, you do declare, you do put on exhibit the Lord's death till he come. Read on, let's read on. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, anoxios, it's an adverb. Adverbs are attached to verbs. It speaks of the manner of partaking. Shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh King James says damnation. It's the word is krema. It's judgment. It's not kata krema. It's not ultimate judgment or ultimate damnation. Eateth and drinketh temporary judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. So at this table, we have a piece of broken bread, which Jesus said was representative of his body. When he did it, he didn't stick out his arm and offer to the disciples to take a bite. It was a symbol. He said of the cup, it was the cup of his blood. He didn't, you know, stick a hypodermic in his vein and draw blood so that they could drink it. It was a symbol. These are symbols. They represent Jesus. In the sixth chapter of John, Jesus confounds many of the hearers of what he had to say in the sixth chapter. For instance, in the 51st verse, he says, I'm the living bread which came from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, his body, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus doesn't waste a breath arguing with them. He says, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I might say, amen, amen. No doubt I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye shall have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Now, I see nowhere in this teaching a qualification for eating flesh and drinking blood. Folks, let's keep it where it is. These are symbols. I see no qualification other than the ones participating in that which Jesus is describing . He says in the 56th verse, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, here's the qualification, dwelleth in me and I in him. This table of the Lord is to be participated by Christians who have become Christians by the law of the New Testament. The law which Paul describes in Romans by the law of faith, because in operation of that law of faith, it says, Christ dwelleth in us by faith. How do you get him in you? By faith. How are you in him? By faith. That's the only qualification. This table is an act of faith. We do it in remembrance of Jesus. Some confusion is allowed. We are not to be confused in the New Testament, but grounded in the Word, where it says, let a man examine himself. Many, particularly the devil and many of his cohorts in the quote-unquote church, have caused that word translated examine to have the participants examine themselves. And confuse the subject, who is Jesus, and cause the eyes of the participants to turn and look inwardly to themselves and away from Jesus. to somehow look at themselves and find out if they're worthy. Well, you know, the argument is settled. There are none worthy. Not any of you, certainly not me. There is one worthy, and that's Jesus. The word being translated, examine, in that, excuse me, eleventh chapter of Corinthians, that's in the 28th verse. The word is dokomazo. Here's what it means. It means to test. It means to scrutinize. To see whether a thing is genuine or not. As one might test metals and see whether it's genuine gold or fool's gold, if you will. It means to recognize a thing as genuine after examination, to approve, to deem worthy. And at this table, the subject is the Son of God, who took upon himself the nature of sinning flesh, yet knew no sin. In the parables of Jesus, it speaks of the man who sought out a treasure and, having found it, sold all that he had that he might take the treasure out of the field. It's talking about the great price that was paid that we might be redeemed, about the great price of our salvation and the price is Jesus. This whole Word of God declares unto us God's faithfulness and the faithfulness of Jesus. And to those who are in Christ and in whom Christ is in, all came by the Spirit of God the Father, which drew them and we come to this table as an outward activity of faith, declaring full confidence in Jesus Christ, and what He has done. And at this table, we recognize and discern and remember what He has done. The declaration of the prophet Isaiah in the 53rd chapter says, that by His stripes ye are healed. The declaration continues in that chapter, that wonderful chapter, wherein it says, the Lord laid on Him, that is Jesus, the iniquity of us all. The chapter opens and it says, stay with me for a moment. Has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? This arm refers to Jesus. The whole chapter speaks of Jesus, but it opens and says, who, King James translation, has believed our report, folks? The Hebrew is much stronger. Believe is just an assent of the mind. We so often teach that faith is an action based upon a belief sustained by confidence. Not just an assent of the mind, but a hanging of the body on what the heart believes. Continuation in confidence. But the word, the root of the word being translated, believed in this first verse of Isaiah 53 is, who has amen our report? Isaiah is making a declaration, and the question is asked, who has put no doubt in our report? Now, these are the kinds of words that should be spoken about at this table. And the response of the discerning hearer, those who are in Christ and those in whom Christ is, put no doubt in this report. There's not some mystical change by some fool saying, this is my body, and the bread miraculously changes to flesh, and this is my blood, and the wine miraculously changes to the blood. No! The heathen, in their ancient practices, used to eat the flesh, literally eat the flesh of infants, understanding their innocency, and thereby, by eating it, taking it in, they became innocent. No, that's... You understand? This is an act of faith. And we have looked at Jesus. We have discerned. We have examined. And we testify as to His worthiness. And being found in Him, and He being in us, we take the bread and we say amen to the report that with His body, with the stripes He took in His body, that He took upon Himself all our sicknesses, diseases, and infirmities, and with His stripes we are healed. And we to that declaration say amen, no doubt, as we take the bread with thanksgiving. Likewise, the cup. When will the church finally look and see Jesus and what He has done? Wherein the declaration in that first chapter of Hebrews says that by Himself He purified us from our sins. And we, with enthusiasm, that is a fire within, that is the life of Christ within us, that is our life hid in Christ, take this cup and say amen to that declaration of Isaiah, of Jesus Christ. On whom the Lord laid the iniquity of us all. And of that declaration, and with discernment, having looked at Christ, who gave his life worth more than the whole world to buy the field and take, that he might take the treasure thereof. That treasure is those to whom God has gifted faith. And this table being a faith act, an outward declaration and remembering Jesus, we do lift this cup and declare by himself. King James says, by himself purged our sins. The word more literally is purified us from our sins. Are you listening to one who is now perfect? No, but by God's word has the hope of being perfect, being found in him, declaring he is in me as he is in you all, as you are all in him. And saying at this table, and looking through this cup, representing his blood, and the blood and the life of the soul is in the blood. It represents the life that not only was given, but its results purify. All our sins, as it also is declared in the New Testament, his blood cleanses us from all our sins. We do this looking and remembering Jesus. It's that simple. We've talked for 35 minutes because we desire right understanding at this table. And we take this cup with thanksgiving, amening the report about whom we do remember at this table. Take the cup in a no doubt state of mind and take it by faith, looking unto Jesus. Amen.